who is pulling you to the next level or the next evolution or the next step? Hey guys, it's Coop here. And today, driving in to record podcasts at the Two Brain Workshop, I got this amazing text from Taryn DeBrill. And I'm going to tell you what the text was later, but it created this kind of epiphany for me where I connected a whole bunch of steps that I've had over the last 20 years. And I want to share them with you today because I think looking for these people will help you find them faster. So many, many years ago, I had this client, and I'm going to put him on the Two Brain podcast, and his name is also Chris, but with a K, and he came in to buy a power rack. I was selling fitness equipment, mostly treadmills at this fitness store, and he came in, he was a young guy, and his dad says, look, I'm buying these weights for my son, but I don't want him to hurt himself. How does he get a program? And I was, you know, a skeptical guy. I always drag my heels, and this will play into the story later. But I said, you know what? Don't buy him a Flex magazine or a Muscle and Fitness magazine. I'll write him something. And so I wrote him this program. And a month later, he came back and said, okay, I did it. Now what? What's my next program? And I said, oh, okay, well, let's look at your results. And okay, then I wrote him another program and I charged him for it. And that kept going. And eventually I started building up a personal training clientele and then did that for years. And I published that story somewhere, so I won't go too deep into it. And then after the gym where I was working closed, because they weren't charging personal trainers like me enough to use the space mostly, I had several clients working from another personal training studio. And I had these two clients who were very business-minded named Luke and Norm. And they said, you're not making enough money. You look exhausted every time we see you. You're probably not eating well and your training sucks. You should own your own gym. And I was like, no, I'm skeptical. I don't know. And they drug me into it. They booked an appointment with a real estate person and we started touring empty spaces. And they actually committed to one on my behalf before I was even ready to quit my job. It was this whirlwind and they kind of pulled me into it. And then several years later, I had two gyms. The second one was that CrossFit gym that was really putting me into trouble. And I got pulled into mentorship. A friend of mine named Mike Pratt, with whom I still have lunch every month, called me up. He's like, there's this local mentor. He's going to be working with about five people before he retires and leaves town. I've saved you a spot. You got to show up. Here's your appointment time. And he pulled me into that. I really didn't have a choice. And so, you know, I took that opportunity and then started writing a book and somebody pulled me into teaching a course. And so I self-published this book from my blog posts. I was pulled into that. And then 3 years after that, I got this call from 321 Go Project and they said, hey, we've got this client. Her name is Ginger. She's amazing. She wants a mentor. We can't find anybody else in the space who's published meaningful stuff. Will you do it? And so I took that job and Ginger forced me to build a mentorship program because she said, you know, what's our itinerary here? What steps are we going to go through? And so I thought to myself, well, if I was starting over and I had 10 calls with a gym business mentor, here are the things that I would need to cover to fix my gym. And so I built out that curriculum for her. And then several years after that, to scale my time, we published a course and, I thought it was working pretty well. I started calling the people who bought the course and they weren't getting great results. And then I set up a seminar in Charlotte. I just happened to meet Jay Rhodes in an airport. We were already friends, but we decided to share a rental from the airport to the gym. Spent an hour together. He told me everything that was wrong and what he actually needed instead of a course. And so I built Two Brain Business Mentorship. And then, you know, I was pulled to do other stuff too. And now I get this text from Taryn DeBrill that I think is probably pulling me to the next level too. There's some things that have happened since then, but the key here is always knowing who your best customers are and then listening to them for opportunities instead of fighting them and saying you're wrong. So, years ago in the gym, I'll give you a great example. There's this woman named Cindy, and Cindy signed up for the gym. She brought her husband. She brought in, I think, all four of her kids over time. Her kids either brought in their boyfriends and girlfriends, or they might have met them at the gym. I can't even remember. And Cindy was a member of the gym for about 2 years. Just an amazing human, amazing person, you know, just such a great leader and advocate in the community. And one day I happened to publish something about people getting the stomach stapling surgery, the gastric bypass. And I just didn't like it. And I thought it was kind of like the easy way out. And she took me aside after class and she said, "Chris, I've had that surgery." And I said, "That's crazy. Like, you're such a great athlete. You've always been in great shape." And she said, no, I had to have that surgery so that I could lose 40 pounds so that I had the courage to join your gym. And what she did was change my perspective from being this, you know, arsehole skeptic into how can I help more people like Cindy? And so we actually reached out to the local gastric bypass center. We made a partnership with them, and they made exercise and nutrition part of their prescription before they would give out the gastric bypass prescription. And we saw dozens of clients from them over the years. And so, you know, Cindy led me to that. And we had other things happen too, like Zumba. You know, one of my greatest clients at the gym of all time. I think I wrote about her on don'tbuyads.com. I said something casually about how Zumba sucks and it's pointless. And she said, "I do Zumba every Tuesday night. Half the women in your gym come to this same class. They just don't tell you about it because they think you're going to hate it." And so I reached out to the local Zumba instructor and we started a great relationship. If you're listening to your best clients and you know who your best clients are, they will often pull you to the next level. What I've found is that if you're listening to everybody, though, your worst clients can actually possibly pull you to distraction. So here's a negative example. We had somebody recently retry to join Catalyst. They've been away for several years and they found CrossFit at my gym. I can remember his very first workout. You know, he sprinted too hard on the first run, threw up everywhere and like quit. But years later, he's coming back as a massive fan. And what he wanted to do was just join up, sign up for an unlimited CrossFit package. And we don't do that anymore. Like you go through a no sweat intro. We make you the best prescription, etc. And he didn't like that. And he was like, "I've been to 12 different CrossFit gyms now and none of them do this." And I thought, you know, this guy is raising a big stink. And, you know, some of his messaging, it was always polite. We're still friends and everything. But he was frustrated because he couldn't understand why we weren't like other CrossFit gyms. And to me, that just reinforced that we're doing the right thing here. We're not like these other gyms that he's visited. Not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just that we're different now. And that's just not the kind of client that's a perfect fit at Catalyst anymore. So I talked to him, and I think he actually went out and bought a bunch of Rogue gear for his garage, which was probably the best move for him. But if you know who your best clients are, you probably won't be distracted by your less than best ideal, you know, less than ideal clients. The best clients will guide you to the next step. So here's another exchange, and they might listen to this. Maybe they do. "Hey, guys. I got this text the morning or the week before our summit this year, and it was from a coaching business for cheer gyms. And they said, 'Would you consider mentoring us?' And I said, 'I don't think so, but here's some free tickets to our summit. Come if you want to.'" Thinking there was maybe a 20% chance they would show up, but they flew in from all different points of the country. They came to the summit, and I spent 5 minutes talking to them in the hallway, and they said, "Yeah, we're really interested in mentorship." And what that did was show me, okay, these guys are serious. They're great, amazing people. You know, I did spend enough time with them to ascertain that. You know, it's obvious. They're passionate about what they're doing. They've been working hard. You know, they're just kind of a perfect fit. They're the kind of people that I like to work with. And I don't work with very many people one-on-one, you know, maybe like four or five companies at a time. I don't even talk about it. I never tell people that I do it. And but I decided, hey, I'd like to work with these folks. And so now I started working on a different level, which is coaching other business coaching organizations. And where I've done this before, it's been, you know, short term or small scale, or they were working from startup and trying to get to like their first $1 million. And I've done that a couple of times. These guys already had a good client base and they already had some systems. They had great content and their courses were out of sight. They were offering amazing value, but they didn't know how to grow it. And so I came right back to asking myself, hey, what was the advice that I needed to hear or that I was seeking from mentors when I was at their size several years ago? And I wrote it all down, like the stuff that it's taken me the last 5 years to translate from different businesses into my business and to try and to iterate on, basically. And I took all those best lessons and I organized them. And we just spent 2 days in Minneapolis going through them all. And these guys have amazing momentum now. And, you know, stuff that I'm learning from my current mentors and coaches, I'm applying with them too, like communication with staff. And it's been awesome. And the best part is that it forces me to level up my current business, because I see it more objectively when I'm looking at a different business too. The key is to identify who your best clients are and to let them pull you forward. And that means constantly asking, how else can I serve you? What else can I do to help? Now, let's talk about Taryn. So for years, we've had a mentor training program. I think we actually started that in 2017. Jay Williams wrote the original. And we've always been iterating on it and making it better. And I've always felt like the training tools that we provide to people in our mentor training program, they could apply to other businesses. So we've always said to our mentors, hey, if you want to go provide business mentorship to your florist, you can go do that. And some mentors have had a little bit of success with this in the past. They've got an entrepreneur in their gym and they say, I'll do some business coaching for you, you know, and they do a little bit, or they create like a business owners group in their town, right? We've seen that happen a few times. The only caveat is that if they're working with another gym owner, we say that you've got to do that through TwoBrain because we already have all the systems and data here. But if they're working with somebody who's not a gym owner, they can apply a lot of our materials or systems or whatever to those other gym owners. And our mentor training program offers a certification so that they're insurable and it gives them frameworks that they can use. But really, the mentors are so invested in gym owners that most of them don't want to work with anybody else. And that's great, totally great, but not Taryn. And if you know Taryn, then you know she is driven. And if you, you know, give her a little tiny view of the future, she's going to be there before you are. She's just going to show up there. And so we talked about this after Simple Six, and we were doing some brainstorming. She was already teaching like the Simple Six lessons to some of her clients, like, you know, the florist, for example, in her gym. And then she went through mentor training and she got certified and said, can I start doing this on my own? And so now when a gym owner comes into our business and they start working with Taryn, that's done through TwoBrain Business. If a florist finds Taryn and wants to work with her, she has the certification, the knowledge, the frameworks, the tools to help them too. And she charges whatever she wants. I have no line of sight into what that is. But Taryn has also been an amazing client in TwoBrain. For years and years, she has just soaked up whatever her mentor has told her, done it, and she's achieved growth levels that a lot of people don't reach as fast because they second guess everything or they try to make it their own or whatever, right? Like we all throw up these roadblocks to our own success, but not Taryn. And so when I see her launching this business coaching program, I think, and it reinforces an idea that I've had for a few years, which is to certify more mentors to go out and help more people and expand our impact that way. The point of this is not to advertise mentor certification. There's a long waiting list for it. We only open it up 2 to 3 times a year, and we usually only hire maybe 2 out of the top 20. The point is to constantly be identifying who your best clients are and listening to them. They won't always provide you with feedback that will force you to level up or force you to evolve, but they will make you think about what's most important. Even if that feedback is how to grow your gym, or just, you know, how to offer other services that will serve them more. This notion that you should always be looking for ways to serve your best people more will keep you from being distracted by the people that you're not trying to serve. And once every 5 or 6 years, they'll probably provide an epiphany that will force you to level up your thinking by asking, what do my best clients need now? As you grow, as you become better as a leader, better as a CEO, better as a business owner, the problems that you're able to solve for other people will level up because you've gained experience, insight, models, frameworks. You've screwed it up. You can save them. You know, there's always another level that you can use to help your best clients if you're open to being pulled by them. TwoBrain is evolving. As a final note here, because several years ago, Two Brains stopped being about my gym and me and started being about the data and best practices. We use data because it helps us identify which gyms are actually doing the best. It's proof. It's a line of sight into gyms who are maybe crushing it, but they don't talk about it. And it's a way for us to avoid the distraction of gyms who aren't doing as well, but are talking about it a lot. And so the data that we use is what drives our content. So we can now say like, okay, here's the 10 best gyms in the world for ARM. Hey, my gym's not on there. But we're going to interview those 10 best gyms, find out what they're doing, and publish that. And so it's been years since a new policy, system, or idea came from Catalyst, but we're getting new policies, systems, and ideas, and templates, and models into Two Brain every single day because we look at who our best clients are, ask them what else they need, and share what they're doing with everybody else. This is the real meaning of leadership for me. It's connecting what people need with what you can provide, leveling yourself up to the point where you're qualified to provide what they need, and constantly asking this higher level of client what higher level service you can provide them to. So I hope this helps. Mentorship was my path. It might not be your path, but if you're constantly asking the people around you, how can I serve you better? They are going to pull you.